知行如履。
Listen and share。
The Headless Horseman， 无头骑士。The Dutchman let out a terrible scream as the horse leaped toward him at a full gallop. He took to his heels, running as fast as he could, making for the bridge since he knew that ghosts and evil spirits.Did not care to cross running water. He stumbled suddenly and fell, rolling off the road into a melting patch of snow. The headless rider thundered past him, and the man got a second look at the headless ghost, who was wearing a Hessian commander's uniform. The Dutchman waited a good hour after the ghost disappeared, before crawling out of the bushes and making his way home.After fortifying himself with schnapps, the Dutchman told his wife about the ghost. By noon of the next day, the story was all over Tarrytown. The good Dutch folk were divided in their opinions. Some thought that the ghost must be roaming the roads at night in search of its head. Others claimed that the Hessian soldier rose from the grave to lead the Hessian soldiers.In a charge up nearby Cheriton Hill, not knowing that the hill had already been taken by the British. Whatever the reason, the headless horseman continues to roam the roads near Tarrytown on dark nights from that day to this.
那匹马飞快地向荷兰人奔过来，他惊恐地尖叫了一声，拔腿就跑。他全速向河边跑去，因为他知道鬼魂和邪恶的幽灵都不敢穿过流水。他突然一个踉跄，跌倒在地，滚到了一堆还没有化尽的积雪上。无头骑士从他身边呼啸而过，他又看了一眼那个无头骑士，发现他穿着黑森指挥官的制服。无头骑士消失后，荷兰人足足等了一小时才敢从灌木丛里爬出来回家。回到家，荷兰人喝了点杜松子酒壮壮胆后，告诉了妻子他遇到鬼的故事。到第二天中午，故事便传遍了整个塔里镇。好心的荷兰人意见产生了分歧，有些人认为鬼魂一定是在夜里四处游荡找他的头，另一些则认为这个黑森士兵还不知道附近的查斯顿山已经被英国人占领了，他从坟墓里出来便是要领导其他黑森士兵向那儿冲锋。不管什么原因吧，从那天起，这个无头骑士便总在漆黑的夜晚在塔里镇附近的路上游荡。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The Dutchman let out a terrible scream as the horse leaped toward him at a full gallop. He took to his heels, running as fast as he could, making for the bridge since he knew that ghosts and evil spirits did not care to cross running water.
那匹马飞快地向荷兰人奔过来，他惊恐地尖叫了一声，拔腿就跑。他全速向河边跑去，因为他知道鬼魂和邪恶的幽灵都不敢穿过流水。
He stumbled suddenly and fell, rolling off the road into a melting patch of snow.
他突然一个踉跄，跌倒在地，滚到了一堆还没有化尽的积雪上。
The headless rider thundered past him, and the man got a second look at the headless ghost.Who was wearing a Hessian commander's uniform?
无头骑士从他身边呼啸而过，他又看了一眼那个无头骑士，发现他穿着黑森指挥官的制服。
The Dutchman waited a good hour after the ghost disappeared, crawling out of the bushes and making his way home.
无头骑士消失后， 荷兰人足足等了一小时才敢从灌木丛里爬出来回家。
After fortifying himself with schnapps, the Dutchman told his wife about the ghost.
回到家，荷兰人喝了点杜松子酒，壮壮胆后，告诉了妻子他遇到鬼的故事。
By noon of the next day, the story was all over Terrytown. The good Dutch folk were divided in their opinions.
到第二天中午，故事便传遍了整个塔里镇。好心的荷兰人意见产生了分歧。
Some thought that the ghost must be roaming the roads at night in search of its head.
有些人认为鬼魂一定是在夜里四处游荡找他的头。
Others claim that the Hessian soldier rose from the grave to lead the Hessian soldiers in a charge up nearby Cheriton Hill, not knowing that the hill had already been taken by the British.
另一些则认为这个黑森士兵还不知道附近的查德顿山已经被英国人占领了。他从坟墓里出来便是要领导其他黑森士兵向那儿冲锋。
Whatever the reason,The headless horseman continues to roam the roads near Terrytown on dark nights from that day to this.
不管什么原因吧，从那天起，这个无头骑士便总在漆黑的夜晚，在塔里镇附近的路上游荡。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Let out, 这里的意思是 give out, 发出。从字面上看 ,let out 表示让什么什么出来。所以它有放掉泄露的意思。比如说 ,who let the secret out? 是谁泄露了这个秘密。Let go, 表示放手。也可以说 let it go。爱听歌的朋友应该在很多歌里听到过这个词组。Let down 也在口语当中经常出现，表示让什么什么失望。比如说 Don't let me down, 别让我失望。
Take to one's heels,
仓皇逃跑。我们也可以说 Take to one's legs, heel 是鞋跟的意思。女孩子喜欢穿的高跟鞋就是 high heeled shoes。
Take to
可以表示喜欢，养成什么样的习惯。比如说Take to drink, 养成酗酒的恶习。
Good,
在文中这个词意为足足，是一个强调的作用。
It's a good 6 kilometers away from our university.
离我们学校足足有6公里远。同样的意思还可以用 fully 来表示。比如说
It's fully an hour since he left.
他走了足足有一个小时了。
Make one's way,
意思就是去，前去。但这个词组比 go 要更加生动形象。英语当中还有很多类似的词组，比如说 fight one's way, 奋斗前进。
elbow one's way,
挤出一条路。
push one's way, 冲出一条路。
whatever 表示无论什么。whatever you like, just do it, 做任何你喜欢做的事。相当于 no matter what, 类似的词语还有 whenever, 无论何时
wherever,
无论哪里。比如说 we can leave whenever you are ready, 你什么时候准备好了我们就可以动身。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一不识韩。